Attention. If All-Star Node 516221 becomes too busy to support more connections and you fail to connect, try connecting to Node 516222 instead.
Integrity Houston for PCD 3 offline.
Go ahead.
Hey there, we saw PCD 3 drop offline. We suspect you may have made it hardline. If yes, could you run the wired script? We want to make sure that it's available for us to uplink tomorrow's plan.
Working on that now.
Thanks much.
You said integrity for stowage.
Houston's here.
Hey, Amy, the two DD5s, do we stow those with batteries or without? And if we stow them without batteries, let us know where to put the batteries.
You stow the D5s with the batteries, but without cards.
Perfect. That's what we're doing.
Okay, Houston copies, and we'll wish you good night, number two. Good night, Earth.
Excellent. Good night, number two.
Attention. If All-Star Node 516221 becomes too busy to support more connections and you fail to connect, try connecting to Node 516222 instead.
Houston Integrity on 01 for Amy real quick.
We're here.
This is probably a wee bit of micromanagement, but could you please tell Frank Rubio to send a note to the families that if they email us one more time tonight, we will get it in the morning, but that we will not be able to respond after tonight. I just want them to have that expectation.
We will take care of that.
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
Sure, Reed. And just wanted to check because we still are not seeing PCD3 online. Are you seeing anything from your end, any issues?
Do you need it wired? We ran the Wi-Fi config.
Yeah, Reed, we want it wired. And my understanding is that you have a separate script to run to get it on a wired configuration.
Yep, we're on it. Okay, we're putting it in wired.
Okay, excellent. And we're going to go forward link LOS to you in about 10 minutes, so we'll call back if we don't see it. But we do see it. That was quick. Nice work.
Go Canada. That man knows his PCD.
Go Canada. And with that, we'll wish you good night, number three. Good night, stars.
All right, folks, we will likely be asleep when you get back AOS. Thanks for an outstanding day in space, and we look forward to tomorrow.
Thanks, Reed. We are as well.
Houston, station on two.
Good morning. Go ahead. We're with you on two.
Hey, good morning. Just want to let you guys know we're having some IT issues up here. It seems like all of the computers and also our iPads, when we're in Node 2, seem to have no ability to get ops products or crew nets or anything like that. So all of our personal SSDs, our email, et cetera, is all seems to be down. Seems like it's just in Node 2 and the lab and Node 1, we seem to have gotten connectivity back, but haven't been able to fully investigate other areas, but it seems like we have no IT access in Node 2.
All right. That sounds like a Monday problem, not a Friday problem. We're checking for you.
Copy. Thank you very much.
We'll have some stats for you, Chris, in Morning DPC. Sorry, Chris, what you can do is float over to Node 2 overhead 4 and unpower that cobalt brick, serial number 1441. Wait 30 seconds and repower. That should help you out.
Copy. Node 2 overhead 4, cobalt brick 1441. Give that a power cycle. I'll give that a shot.
All right. Thanks. Let us know how it goes.
Thanks. Much appreciated. Houston, Chris, on 2.
We're with you, Chris.
Aaron, looks like that fixed it. So router reboot did the trick. Thank you.
Yeah, it looks the same to us down here. Glad it worked out.
Great to help. Thank you very much.
And you might see a note, Chris, on SSC 11. You can ignore that since we've got good functionality with that router now.
Copy that. Ignore the note on about SSC 11. Thanks.
And Sophie on 2 for SSC 11.
Go ahead, Sophie.
I saw this message earlier, 6 a.m., when I was starting a red session, and I did reply to this message, and I was wondering if you had my reply or not. I was asking instructions to do that, and I didn't want to ask the question over the radio to not wake up my crewmates.
Appreciate that, Sophie. We've actually managed to to deal with that, so you can ignore the note on SSE 11. And
I know, but my question is not if you manage to deal with that or not. I just wanted to know if, like, when you send me a message, I can see it, but when I send you a message via the same way, can you see it or not?
No, Sophie, sorry. We would have had to have remoted in to see that, so we didn't see it today.
Okay, so it's a one-way messaging type of capability, correct?
Unless we plan to intentionally do that, it's usually one way, but maybe in future you could call down on 3 or 4 and you probably wouldn't disturb the crew first thing in the morning.
Okay, well, thanks for the understanding of this messaging type of capability. Thanks.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Jessica and WHC Stowage Delta.
Go ahead on 2.
Hey, Jessica, our apologies. We had you grab the wrong hose yesterday, and we're going to need you to install an older one because of lifetime concerns for that part. So let me know when you're ready to copy a location and some numbers.
Okay, I'm ready to copy.
All right, so we're going to need you to grab the hose number 210-2022. It's in PMM1, Overhead 3, Rackless Bay. You'll find that in a 4.0 CTB serial number 5115, and you can restow the one you have now in the same location.
Copy. Was that the WHC number 1 or number 2 label?
WHC number 1, and just so I'm fully correct in my call here, that is the urine tank hose, urine valve tank hose.
Okay, the urine valve tank hose, so do I need to look back at the stowage note, is the one that I retrieved was from that same location, and I'm just getting the 210-2022, swapping them out in the same 5115.
You retrieved it from a different location, but you can put them back in this overhead 3 location where you're retrieving the new one from.
Okay, I think I did get them both from overhead 3, but different bags. So I will put this one back in the same bag that I'm getting the new one from. Thank you.
Those are good words. Thank you so much, Jessica. Sorry about that.
Station Munich on Space to Ground 2 for Sophie. At your convenience.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Jessica. No response required. I see a good view on the camera here, and your safing is in place in step 2.1.
Next station, Sophie, I'm here with you.
Morning, Sophie. I just wanted to give you a heads up that your PPC this afternoon has been moved 5 minutes to the left, so the new starting time will now be 1350 GMT.
Copy, Sarah. PPC moves to the left 5 minutes. Starting time, 1350 GMT.
Good read, Doc. Thank you.
And have a good day. Location on 2 for WHC.
Go ahead on 2.
Aaron, just a basic question. It tells me to fill 2 drink bags with 200 mils. Just wondering if the quantity really matters. I have a drink bag yesterday that was left over from the Aris. It's 350 mils. Will that work, or do I need 2 of exactly 200? I'm not sure what the purpose is of that water yet.
What you have will work. 350 is fine. It's just basically for flushing the system, so you're good to go with that.
All right, sounds good. Thanks. Station on 2 for WHC.
Go ahead, Jessica.
In step 4.1.2 for the T-adapter A4, there is not a cap tethered there that actually reaches. They're only, like, where the hose ends, I believe, so I'm assuming it's okay to just cover that end with gray tape as well for the A4 on the T-adapter.
Jessica, we recommend a bag and then gray tape.
Okay, copy. Station on 2 for WHC.
Go ahead.
Confer a go in 4.3.2.
You have a go in 4.3.2.
You go, thanks. Station on 2 for WHC.
We're with you on 2. Go ahead.
4.3.5, the RUA QD D-mate is complete.
We copy. Thank you.
Station Houston on 2 for WHC.
On 2.
Hi, Aaron. I've got a few questions on the RUA QD. So I was able to get that jam nut off. It's difficult to get the crow foot underneath there because, first of all, obviously the visibility is pretty tough, but the crowfoot only fits in like
one or two specific orientations because there are ribs on the other side. So in order to get it flush, it's like quite difficult. And there's lots of cables and wires underneath there that interfere with access. So it was difficult, first of all, to get the first one off, but I succeeded in doing that. And then in putting the new one in, the jam nut doesn't tighten all the way so that the top of it sits flush. You know, there's flat sides, and there's a note in there about making sure that the flat side is flush to the metal, and it is now. But it seems like there should be a spacer on the other side of the jam nut. And in the video that I see in one of the previous steps, there is a spacer. However, there was no spacer on the old one, and there was no spacer on this new one. I also got a wrench out to try to hold the other side. That wasn't called out in the procedure, but basically, you know, using the method with the crowfoot to hold the other side to get enough leverage, and I got it a little bit tighter. However, it's still kind of moving up and down a little bit between the metal plate, and I'm wondering if that's okay or if we need to loosen it and get a spacer or what you guys recommend.
That's a lot of really great context, Jessica. Thank you. Give us 5 minutes.
Okay, sure thing. One other just question on that. You know, I was holding the other side, basically the side that's attached to the Rui 2 connection, the hose. And, you know, there's a nut, and then there's the connector for the hose itself. So I had a wrench to hold the connector side. My only worry is that, you know, if you are holding that nut, are you possibly loosening the connection between the connection and the nut on the other side of the plate, and just wanted to make sure, see if you guys had, if I do need to hold one of those, if I need to hold the bottom nut versus the connector.
Okay. We thank you for that. Just give us 1 second.
And just a little bit more info to help you. So basically, you know, the metal ring that goes in the metal plate, it's like a circle with two flat edges so that it sits in the rectangular part recessed portion on the metal plate. So it's tight enough now that you can't actually spin it. Like the flat side always remains in contact with the flat side. I can't spin the hose, but there's definitely like, you know, a little bit of play where the flat side of the circle can lift off. It's not completely flush and tight against the metal plate itself.
All right, thank you, Jessica. We're just curious if the play in that nut now is similar to the one that you removed.
No, I'm not certain. I don't recall that it was lifting up before I was trying to remove the other side, but because I was starting on the other side, I wasn't really focused on that, and I did not have to hold the other side to get the other one off. So it seems like the other one was definitely much looser.
All right, thanks for all that, Jessica. Give us a couple minutes to talk it, and we'll get back to you.
Thanks.
Station Houston for Jessica and your cutie.
Right on, too.
All right, we had a good chat down here, and it turns out that jam nut doesn't need to be fully flush. It's simply there to prevent the QD from backing out. So long as you're confident that it won't back out, we're happy for you to continue in that config.
QD definitely won't back out, but there will be, like, I don't know how much pressure, if any, that line receives. So, like, it could just move kind of up back and forth and clang around a little bit, but I'm very confident that thing won't come off. I'm assuming next time it's removed, that one will be very difficult to take off.
That's a good config, Jessica. Thank you.
Good copy. Thanks.
Attention. If All-Star Node 516221 becomes too busy to support more connections and you fail to connect, try connecting to Node 516222 instead.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Jessica. We just want to confirm you have a static wrist tether on for these steps. No response required.
Station on 2 for WHE.
Go ahead on 2.
Hi, Aaron. So while I was putting this high-pressure sensor back on, I'm not sure if you can see it in the video, probably not from there, the ground strap came disconnected, not at the part that I connected it, like the socket. There's like a dark brassish colored part just a couple centimeters away from where it gets screwed onto the sensor, and it came apart there. It basically looks like it's like a little fitting that it looks like a LIMO connector. Obviously, it's not a LIMO connector, but it has like two metal halves, and this is like a little splice point where they come together. So I think I can get them back together, but I'm not sure if these are just going to be too loose, like if they're supposed to be crimped down there or not.
Jessica, thanks for that report. No need to do this yet, but we're wondering if you were to take a pair of pliers, could you crimp down those halves yourself, you think?
I think so. If it's okay to press on those, I think that would work.
We're going to have a quick chat about it before you do that, so just give us a couple minutes before we proceed with that. Copy the thumbs up.
John 2 for WHC.
Go ahead.
By loosening the screw where the grounding strap actually connects, I was able to get it both sides mated to that, like, darker kind of crimped area. And they are staying. Like, I think it is, like, a friction fit. So I think that they will stay in place, but let me know if you want me to crimp down the edges to make sure that they don't move.
That's a good report. Thank you, Jessica. We're going to need a couple more minutes.
And, Aaron, to add to that, actually now I can't even pull them apart. Like, so they came apart, I got them back together, and then I retightened the screw where the grounding wire attaches, and I actually can't even pull those apart now. So I think it's actually in a good config.
Copy that, Jessica. The folks down here are wondering if you could just bring the camera in so we could take a quick peek at what you're talking about. I suspect it's fine, but we'd like to take a look if we could.
Yeah, I'll try to bring the camera in, and I'll point to the connection. It's basically, there's like a splice between the white grounding wire, and it's like that on the other one as well. So I think that's just the inherent design, and it came disconnected there, but now I can't even get it disconnected again. So I will bring the camera in, and I'll point with my finger to the connection I'm talking about.
Thank you. Good view. Thanks, Jessica. We're looking. All right, thank you, Jessica, for taking us on a ride into the bowels of the WHC, and we're happy with the config that you have now. I copy your thumbs up. Jessica, Houston's back with you on 2. No need to reply, but in your next step when you install that pressure sensor, can you just do one more check that that ground strap is secure after the install? Thank you.
Houston Station on 2 for WHC.
Go ahead on 2.
And Aaron, yeah, it is very secure. I can't even get it to come apart if I try. So I think we're good.
We love it. Thank you.
Sensation on 2 for WHC.
Go ahead.
Aaron, this replacement urine tank full pressure sensor does not actually have the screw for the grounding strap. So I guess I'll just take the screw off the old unit.
Yep, we like that plan. Go ahead.
Okay, thanks.
Attention. If All-Star node 516221 becomes too busy to support more connections and you fail to connect, try connecting to node 516222 instead.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Jessica. No response required, but just looking at the time to let you know that the jumper inspect after midday meal is actually flexible, so we have extra time after midday, so no rush.
Station on 2 for WAC.
We're with you, Jessica. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm on step 8.4. Can you remind me where the air 3E4 is coming from? I'm just having a hard time finding that one now to reconnect it.
Checking.
And just right here, and I found it.
I was just about to call it up. Glad you found it.
And just correct me if I'm wrong, I was wrong. This is the one I switched out, so I should have serial number 2102022, correct?
That's a good number, Jessica.
Houston Station on 2 for WHC.
Good afternoon, Jess, with you on 2. Go ahead.
So, yeah, these connectors are, you know, sometimes easy, sometimes hard. So I've been fighting with a few of them. I just wanted to double check that I have everything connected correctly before I start these power-up steps. So right now, the ones that are remaining to be connected are RU E2. And there's also no connection on RU E1 on the urine valve block, just making sure that's correct.
We copy. We're checking. And that's RU E2 and RU E1.
Confirm. I see the step coming up for RU E2 after I do some of these power steps, but I just nothing is connected to RU E1, and maybe that was how the other one was, and that's expected, but I just wanted to double check.
You are in the expected configuration.
Okay, great. Thanks. I'll continue in 9.1.
And Jess, with you on two, stand by for a few minutes here.
Houston on two.
Houston's with you on two.
Also, Rue 7E is also disconnected still. I can see by the earlier report.
Copy, Rue 7E is disconnected. We're checking.
And Houston Station on two.
Go ahead on two.
Actually missed the step for the Rue 7E, so that was in 7.3.5, so I'll go ahead and make that one now.
Houston confirms.
Attention. If All-Star node 516221 becomes too busy to support more connections and you fail to connect, try connecting to node 516222 instead.
Station on two for WC.
And heads up, we have an LOS in a minute and a half, so I've got steps for you during the LOS.
Okay, so I reattached to Rue 7E, so the only one remaining unattached is Rue E2, and then as you said, Rue E1 is not, there's nothing connected there. Is that the correct config?
That's a good config, and then we've got about a 20-minute LOS coming up, so let me know when you're ready to copy steps. It's pretty straightforward here.
Okay, I'm ready to copy.
You may proceed through step 11, stop at step 12.1 during the LOS. You can ignore the notify MCC in step 10.4.
Proceed through step 11, stop in 12.1, and then ignore the check MCC in that was 10.4.
Good read back, and we're assessing your afternoon timeline to get you some flexibility back here.
Okay, copy, thanks. Houston Station on 2 for WHC.
Back with you on 2, Jess. Go ahead.
I paused in 12.1 as you requested, so I am there now, and I everything went nominally through step 12, and I do not see any leaks in 12.1, and so I think we're ready to configure if you guys say yes.
Incredible. We'll take some ground commanding, and we'll let you know when ready in 12.2.
Okay, copy. Thanks.
And Jess, with you on 2, while I have you, I'd like to talk some timeline actions for you for this afternoon.
All right, I'm ready for that.
All right, so big picture, what we're thinking is to free up some time for you this afternoon. We actually have Jack perform your badge inspection in place of his Node 2 overhead 4 cleanup, and then Sophie can perform the Node 2 overhead 4 cleanup in place of the JLP audit. And then we just defer the JLP activity for today.
Okay, I know Sophie's activity is taking longer as well, so she hasn't had her midday meal break.
Yep, copy. So if we need to buy some time later this afternoon for Sophie as well, we can also defer the Node 2 overhead 4 cleanup. That is also an option.
Okay, and I actually think I can make it work because I have that huge block of gray space. I'm happy to just take a shorter lunch. So I'll talk to the team, and we'll see. I mean, I might be able to just, after I button up here, take a quick lunch and then do that inspect just a little bit later. But I understand the first thing to defer would be the JLP1 audit, and then the second one was which one again?
Jack's Node 2 overhead 4 cleanup.
Okay, copy.
Awesome. Just let us know where you land on that.
All right, we'll go.
Station Houston on 2 for Jess. Our ground commanding is complete. We are ready for you in step 12.2 for WHC.
All right, copy, you're going 12.2. Station on 2 for WHC.
Go ahead, Jess.
12.4, I do not see any leaks. Looks good.
All right, copy all, Jess. Good news. You can remain integrated with UPA and proceed in your procedure.
Okay, copy. I'll proceed in 12.6. Station on 2 for timeline.
Go ahead on 2.
To give you an update, I think we'll be able to accomplish everything that we got on the timeline today. Jack is working on the inspect now, and then if I get done and have some extra time, I'll help him with that Node 2 activity. But we think we can fit it all. He finishes lunch a little bit early, so he's gotten into that.
Excellent news, and we appreciate y'all's hard work.
Station Jack's on 2 for lab RWS camera cow.
Go ahead on 2, Jack.
The end of step 1.1, verifying the visiting vehicle overlays on the monitor. All I see is the small circle that usually overlays the light on the visiting vehicle. I don't see any other symbology seeing if that's what you expect for this step or not.
Yes, Jack, that you're seeing what we expect to see, so a good configuration.
Okay, thanks.
Houston, Chris is on two. You guys are welcome on board on the Node 3 camera. We've got it set up for the cupola. Let me know if you want a different view and wanted to check if everything's in place and I'm good to proceed in my cupola ATR&R.
Good afternoon, Chris. We have safety in place. You are go in step 1.1 and we will come on board.
Copy that. Go in 1.1. Thank you.
And station 2.2.
Sophie, for your IMS stowage conference, we have an updated Teams link, and I have that in message 0526.
0526, copy that.
And Sophie, back with you on two. Disregard the Teams link for your IMS stowage conference is correct. Use it per the timeline, not the message I gave you.
But just for your information with the link per timeline, I tried it and I was waiting for someone to let me in the meeting. So can you tell the stowage team, please?
You copy, checking. Jack Houston on two. We see you're routing your cameras now. Double check your execution note for which cameras you need to route. It's only three cameras, the P1 LoRa board, S1, and MBS mast.
Okay, I will just do those three cameras.
And station Sophie and two for a question.
Go ahead on two, Sophie.
Yeah, just so we had this morning the information during the morning DPC that you could not see our crew notes. I was wondering if this was solved because I just wrote the crew notes that is important for stowage, and I wanted to know if you could see it.
We do have crew notes back, and which activity did you just add a crew note to?
On my CVS exercise, it has nothing to do with CVS, just to confuse you guys.
And we see your crew note.
Great, yeah, I just put it there because I didn't know where else to put it, so thank you.
Node 4, 5, 7, 8, 4, Node 5, 1. 6221 transceive.
Houston station, Jack's on two for node 2 overhead 4 cleanup. Step 4.02 stow track.
With you on two, Jack. Go ahead.
Okay, I found a bunch of empty caps in the Ziploc bag inside the CPB in this step, and I'm going to show you two in the camera here. They both have the serial number NATC-RPC-N-15-0. They look similar internally. They look clearly different externally. I'm just curious if these are if you want me to report these as the same part number cap or if they're, however, they're different.
Copy. We're looking on the camera now and talking it. Okay, Jack, if you don't see any other markings or anything that can differentiate these, just leave the crew note in the stow track saying that they're different, and we've got the pictures, and we'll track them from the ground.
Okay, copy.
Houston station on two for cupola ATU.
With you on two. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, I'm complete through step 4.3 of the procedure. The new ATU is in. No issues. I'll downlink the photos shortly. The serial numbers are per the stow note and should be downlinked. They're saved in the procedure. And I'm going to go ahead and do stowage. I assume you guys will update IMS.
All right, Chris, copy all and copy. You're in step 4.3. Don't perform the restow yet because if this ATU doesn't check out, we're going to reinstall the old one. So just stand by on restow. We'll get this powered on, and I'll give you a call for voice check shortly.
Yeah, that sounds like a great idea. Yeah, I was gonna not restore the ATU box itself for sure. But yeah, I think I'll just leave everything out. Fingers crossed this fixes it.
Station Houston on two for Sophie and stowage. Station Houston on two for Chris. We are ready for voice checks on the cupola ATU. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear on the cupola ATU. How me?
I have you 5x5.
Fantastic. That's great news.
And Sophie's with you in two.
Sophie, stand by 1 second while we give Chris some ATU actions.
And Chris is standing by whenever you're ready.
Okay, Chris, we will have you proceed in CNT 3.311, but before you pick up in that procedure, please hang up all public calls from the Cupola ATU and then pick up in step two in that procedure. How copy?
Okay, I'm going to do 3.311 from the CNT book, but before I start that, I'll hang up all public calls, and then I'll start in step two of that procedure. Is that a good copy?
Good readback.
Sophie's leaving too.
Sophie was just keying my mic. In your crew note regarding deploying a new trash JSP, can you double-check the serial number is 5332? We were not tracking that serial number on board.
I'll go check and let you know.
Copy. Thank you.
Houston, Station 2 for Cupola ATU check.
With you on 2, Chris.
Yeah, no discrepancies in 3.311. Everything works perfectly.
Houston copies all. All right, Chris, we're still going to be looking at the data here to make sure that everything is checking out okay, but it looks good so far. We can confirm that we will not be performing another ATU R&R today, so you are go to proceed with Risto.
Copy, go to proceed with Risto. Thank you very much. Yeah, and just to confirm, I mean, the old Cupola ATU, from our perspective, seemed to be working fine. I know you guys said it was throwing errors in the background. But I just wanted to make sure we were all on the same page on that.
Yep, concur with all, and we are looking in the background as we speak.
Yep, that's what I figured. Sounds good. All right, I'll get going with the Risto. Thanks very much.
Station, Sophie and
Sue. Go ahead, Sophie.
Yeah, you are correct. It's 5432, and I will correct the crew notes. Thank you for catching that.
Copy. Thank you for the double check.
Children who weep for love, maker of this world. To your deepest secrets unknown to me, I will not be moved. I will not be moved. Don't try to find the answer. There ain't no question here. Whether let your heart be wounded and give no mercy to your fear. The street from me, Babylon's busy town. It's as crazy as it's ever been. Love a stranger around. In a moment we lost our minds here, and today our spirit dies. Today we live 1,000 years, oh, we have it now. Run through the water and fire in the air.
Just as free.
Morning, Reed, Victor, Christina, and Jeremy, Jack and Zach Brownman here, checking in from the USA. We hope that piece of our song, Free, helps start your day with the right kind of lift. We just want to say how proud we are of you. It takes courage, grit, and freedom to chase the unknown. It's the purest kind of American spirit. Millions back home are looking up and feeling more inspired because of you. Keep flying strong. Keep flying safe. We can't wait to welcome you home. Come see us on the road.
What a great way to start start the day, Houston. Courage and grit. That'll stick with me, and it should stick with all of you all day long.
We got it loud and clear, Integrity. Can't wait to see you run to the water. See you soon. Good morning.
Station Houston on 2 for Chris and Cupola ATU status.
This is Ricky.
Hey, Chris, you did a great job today. The new ATU appears to be functioning just like the old ATU in that it works from your perspective, but it does still have the background issue. So there will be more work to come, but our ground engineers need to go engineer on this a little harder.
Okay.
Yeah, sounds good. It's a bummer that it's still showing the same signatures on your end. Big picture, are we going to be putting the old ATU back in place of this one, or do you think we're going to run with this one?
We're going to keep running with the one that's installed, but the good news is the removed ATU is still a good spare.
Thanks. That's great to know. Yeah, I was trying to strategize of how well I should pack that bag back deep in the BMM. So thank you. Appreciate it. And, yeah, thanks for working with you guys today. Hopefully you got some good Google views.
It was probably the best camera to watch over your shoulder.
Absolutely. Huntsville, Chris on 2 for Wharf.
Huntsville, Station Huntsville, we're with you.
Hey, I was wondering if there's any chance I could get into Wharf for about 5 minutes to try to grab some photos.
Chris, thank you for the call. You are go to go into Wharf.
Copy. Go for Wharf. I should be just a couple minutes. Bill, Chris on 2. I am all set in Wharf. Thank you very much.
Copy, Chris. Thank you.
Station Houston on 2 for any available crew and a cool Artemis 2 update.
Yes, for the update.
Everything is looking good and on track for a re-entry at about 23:45 GMT today. Crew is currently awake. They got an excellent wake-up song this morning, and they're currently reconfiguring the cabin for re-entry. We are looking into it, but you will be over that approximate part of the world when they're re-entering. So we're putting some words together and doing some math to see if you can see anything.
Wow, that would be unbelievably amazing. We would love any words you guys have. And what was their wake-up song this morning?
Heading to the water.
Apropos, love it.
Houston airlock on 2 for ComCheck with ComCheck.
We have you 5x5 in the airlock, Chris. How me?
Hey, I got you loud and clear. Sorry, I phrased that really poorly. I really just meant to say that I'm getting started in the ATU troubleshooting procedure and wanted to check that you guys were all good with step 1.
Ground has completed step 2, so we are ready for you to pick up in step 9 and subsequent.
Yep, copy that. Yeah, sorry, step 9. You know when an airlock cameras are on, and you guys are free to route them and come on board.
We are on board, and you're looking great today.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for any available crew at your convenience for help with the Wharf laptop.
So you got Jack on 2 for the Wharf laptop.
Hey, Jack, thanks for your help. We just need you to give us a quick check of the power connection and power cable and perform a power cycle.
Our cable's plugged in with good white light. Like opening the laptop, I just have a black backlit screen with nothing out, so I'll hard power cycle for you.
We copy good white lights and black backlit screen, and you're going to perform a power cycle. Thank you.
Houston, airlock on 2 for battery chargers.
Go ahead on 2.
Hey, I was getting the power supply assembly all turned on for this checkout, and when I opened the EDA, I noticed that battery charger 1 and 2 both have their screens on. The battery charger 3 has a black screen. 1 and 2 both say running on it, and I just wanted to check whether that was expected or not. The power light is on, and the power and enter light are illuminated on all three chargers.
Houston copies. We're taking a look. Chris, Houston, no response required. The battery chargers are in expected configuration.
Houston, airlock on 2, copy that about the battery chargers, and I'm ready for your go in step 64.
You have a go in step 64.
Copy, go in 64. Houston, airlock on 2 for step 170.
Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, I did not hear any side tone, I didn't hear any buzzing or beeping sound, busy tone through my ComCap, but I also didn't hear, like, any side tone or anything like that, so I wasn't sure whether I should expect to hear, like, my own side tone, that sort of thing. Just wanted to make sure everything was working and plugged in correctly and configured correctly for sound.
And, Chris, can you double-check that ATU-4 is in public call 2? Basically double-check step 77 and give it another shot.
Yeah, sorry about that. Yep, let me give that a shot. I think I read that as just doing it for 6. For sure, yep. And Houston Station on 2, that did indeed fix it. I heard a good side tone. I heard some, you know, sort of static in the background, but no busy signal or anything like that.
Houston, copy, standby. All right, Chris, back with you. That means we had a good checkout. The power cycle was successful, so you can pick back up in step 171, and then the Houston will take step 187 to power off the ATUs.
Copy. I'll continue from 171, and Houston will take the ATU power down steps in 187. Thank you.
Station Tsukuba on 2-4 Jack for SLT-7 status.
Tsukuba, Jack's on 2, I'm at SLT-7, power is applied, I'm at some sort of desktop screen.
Tsukuba, copy that. Ichi. Station Tsukuba on 2-4 Jack for SLT-7 status.
Tsukuba, Jack's on 2, I'm at your service, ma'am.
Thank you, Jack. Thank you for calling on the SLT-7, but we still see the status that SLT-7 is OFF now, so you'd like to check the steps on execution nodal PCS relocation, that very last one. This is the activation, deactivation.
Okay, I will double check that. I will have another quick look at that.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Station's on 2. Apologies. Looks like I had one more step to clean up, but the SLT-7 laptop looks like it is on the GEM homepage now.
That's a good status, Jack. And we saw the SLT-7 is back online. Thank you.
Great news.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2-4, Jack.
Phil Jackson, too. I hope you're not calling to criticize the failed high five that just happened.
I wish we had seen it, but we did not. You were off camera. But we have two requests for you if you have the time and availability.
Do you have the time and availability? Happy to help. And it was an awesome high five. It wasn't a failure at all. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
We definitely believe you, and we will not be checking the other cameras later. We would like more help with warp. We have locked up again, so we would like to do a hard power reset, and let me know when you're ready to copy step.
Ready to copy step.
So what we'd like you to do is power off the laptop, OFF, unplug the power chain, remove the battery, hold the power button down for 15 seconds. Once complete, you will replace the battery, plug in the power chain, verify the power LED is lit, and then power the laptop back on.
Right, hard power down, disconnect the power chain, remove the battery power button for 15 seconds, and then reverse the whole process.
That's a good copy. And once complete, if you could give us a call back, we'll have that other task for you.
Will do.
Huntsville
Station,
Jack's
on 2. The warp laptop is in a normal Windows login screen.
Copy. Good news, and we're about to go into a handover. I'll catch you on the other side.
Good morning, Houston. We catch you loud and clear.
Hey, good morning, Jeremy. We want to let you know that OE2 is privatized, ready to start the conference early or on time at your preference. And afterwards, we've got a couple of cabin entry config items to sync with you. Give us a call.
Okay, Jackie. How about we take those cabin config items right away, and then we'll do the PMC.
We can do that. So looking at the cabin entry config procedure, step 5 for the AGAs is no perform. Based on your battery activities last night, AGA is in good shape through splashdown. And in step 10, we would like you to get going early on step 10. In particular, for the post-landing LIO, we'd like you to perform the battery check that is in step 1 of your post-landing LIO mounting and routing procedure.
Okay. We can get started on the LIO.
All right. That was all we had for you for a cabin entry config for now.
So, Jack's on 2.
So the other thing we'd like to ask is for help with getting some shrimp video down. So when you're ready to copy steps, I can give those off to you.
CWC, that is, we had a plan so that we could actually complete that
video
and get ahead last night, and that's been done.
So you're going to retrieve the shrimp 64 gigabyte USB flash drive that is stowed with the retained flash card. The last known location is Lab 1, Port 6. The flash drive is inside a Ziploc bag labeled Shrimp GMT-91. Once you have that, you will install it into any SSD and place the video into
the
folder Video
for
Download,
we will
and then forward the QIP. And when asked for an input, you will type restricted-shrimp. I'll copy.
Thank you, ma'am.
I'm getting a shrimp flash drive, last known location, Lab 1.
Forward over to Private 2 for the PMC.
It's in a Ziploc bag labeled Shrimp GMT-91.
We copy.
And I'm going to get the video for downlink for POC restricted shrimp.
All good words. Thank you.
So, station back on 2-4, shrimp downlink.
We are with you, Jack.
Looks like the imagery transfer tool is not going to let me auto-transfer this way. I'll probably be able to just manually transfer by the Windows Explorer tool. You guys have any issues with that?
We have no issues with that, and thank you for doing it.
GMT-100, everyone gets their wish on GMT-100.
That's good news, and I have about 5 more things if you're willing. Just kidding.
I'm here to help. Huntsville Station, those files are on SSC-7.
We copy SSC-7. Thank you.
Station integrity, you can normalize too.
In work. Integrity Houston, some pre-burn SA for you. The Plus X flange heaters are on, and prop avionics are configured.
Okay, we copy, Jackie.
Spill Chris on 2 for war.
Chris, we are with you.
Hello, I was wondering if it might be possible to use warp in about 10 minutes for a quick photo.
As Jack said, it is get your wish day, so yes, you can use warp in 10 minutes, no issues.
Sounds good, thanks. I'll be down there in probably 7 or 8 minutes to get ready for it, if that's okay.
That is great.
Houston Integrity, both LIO, all 4 LIO battery units are fully charged.
Houston copies, good news, thanks.
And Houston Integrity, we're ready to secure the cobalt brick and the WAP, but just want to check with you that you don't need the network on board before we do that. Check with you that you don't.
Integrity, for Jeremy, we copied your question. We were in a data rate handover, but we can confirm no further ground use for the WAP or cobalt brick, so go to tear those down. Follow up for Christina. The empty CWC stowage config that you called earlier is a good config for entry, so no need to go find that. And finally, we can support a camera downlink if and when you are willing.
Okay, we copied all those, Jackie. And which cameras were you planning on coming on board with?
Yeah, good question. We just wanted to use Cab 3.
We're good with that.
All right, we will join you.
So, Chris, on 2. Wharf is all closed out. Thank you.
We copy. Thank you, Chris.
Houston Integrity for CBA pressure.
Go ahead.
CBA pressure is 2,500 PSI.
Houston copies, 2,500.
Attention.
Integrity Houston, 2 minutes to Starfield maneuvers.
We copy that, Jackie.
Houston Integrity, we are standing by for the burn conference whenever you are ready.
We are ready. Your final burn plan is on board, and we've got several deltas to the pad. The deltas are to version 2 uplink at day 112.20. First delta is TIG slip, is 10 minutes. Secondary pointing, Omicron, is 25.25.0. For your guidance solution, Delta V tote, 4.17. For your attitude, Delta V, just remains frame and motion. Attitude, yaw pitch roll, is 4.6.
Sophie, we are with you.
4.3.237.
All right.
Delta
so
V,
there were quite a few
X
differences.
2.1.
And,
Y, 2.2.
Either I take time to write it in the crew notes or I just report it to you right now. What do you prefer?
We are good with either,
okay,
so whatever is easier for
material.
You.
Can you give us the trim number
okay,
that
so
you started with?
I'd be happy to report it to you right now.
Or maybe take slip
and
Omicron.
We can start.
Big slip is 10
we
minutes.
We are ready.
Omicron is 25.0.
So JLTA1_alpha1 is about 70% full. There is room for one extra 0.5 CCP.
Okay, Jackie, we copied all the deltas, but we are not confident we started with the right file. Can you confirm the date, the UTC of ground generation?
Yep, that is day 100, hour 12, minute 20, 2-0.
Date time is what we had as version 1. And you used version 2, so that's what's throwing us off. We were looking for a version 2, but we saved version 1 as version 2 to get ready for these deltas. Did you uplink a new burn pad, or were you just instructing us to save it as version 2?
Yeah, sorry about that. These deltas we're reading you are called version 2, and the UTC we are expecting you to be referencing is the one I read off.
Okay, copy. We wrote those deltas on the Excel file that was labeled version 1, and we have saved it as version 2.
That's perfect. Couple of final notes for you. Under burn execution steps, step 8, OpNav pass. We are performing OpNav pass, and that did kick off automatically. And then in burn notes, just want to clarify for the PCL message. Today, that is message 3.10.02.
Okay, we copy step 8 auto and 3.10.02, which we all read. Thank you. Any other deltas to the steps, or an execution steps?
No deltas. One final note, the cell in the burn notes that talks about if BFS engages does have about 2 rows worth of text, so you may need to expand it to see all of it.
Jackie, that is a great call. Thank you for that information.
And that is everything we had for the burn conference.
Okay, we copy. Thank you very much. Houston Integrity, are we go for secondary with this water line dump?
Integrity, you are go for secondary line dump.
We copy. Thank you.
Integrity Houston, for the burn, SM prop helium isol valves are configured.
Okay, we see closed, open, 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 and that's what we were expecting. Thanks for the confirmation.
Integrity Houston, good final targeting, and we are go for the burn, pending saw positioning.
Copy. Houston, go for the burn. Thank you.
Integrity, tank pressures are good for the burn.
Copy that, Jackie. Thank you.
Integrity, Houston. Solar arrays are in position for the burn.
You see the same, Jackie.
Integrity, just under 2 minutes to the maneuver.
Copy that. All is calm on board, Jackie. Thank you.
Integrity, Orion is in burn attitude.
It is an unbelievably spectacular view. Thanks, Jackie.
Integrity, Houston, in 22.3 critical cue card, we're looking for the VFS burn ATP to no-go. To go.
Good catch, Jackie. We are VFS burn ATP go, and we do not need to command the no-go on this because we're SM plus X.
Good words. Sorry about the confusion, and we see a good config. Integrity, looks like a good RTC3 burn, and we are assessing details.
Jackie, we see the same on board, and we just wanted to give a huge shout-out to that East Airbus team, to our friends in the Netherlands and Germany and at the Glenn Research Center. This vehicle powered us, and it propelled us from the Earth to the Moon and back with extreme precision, and we're excited to be a part of your team.
Houston and centers around the world, copy. Thank you.
And Jackie, we are ready to reconfigure our F7 SIP switches for entry, if you can give us that go.
Do I go for F7 switches?
Copy the go.
And you are now maneuvering back to biased tail-to-sun attitude.
We see it.
We're going to need a copy of that photo when you guys get back. Copy them. Integrity, Ido confirmed that that was a great RTC3.
Outstanding. Thanks, Ido. And a second thanks to the team. That's awesome.
Integrity, prop post-burn reconfig is complete. And if you were hanging out in step 23.4, you can skip it. We are in a good config.
And Jackie, we were talking about seats. I'm in instruction 337, 392, and then can you repeat that call?
The prop post-burn reconfig is complete, and there is no need for the remainder of 23.4. You can consider that closed out.
Remainder of 23.4, closed out, copy. And Jackie, just confirm, I know you said the rest of 23.4. I'm not looking at this in steps, just instructions. Confirm that's the VFS configured for the burn, subsequent steps as well.
Affirm, all the way through instruction 347 can be skipped.
Okay, I see that takes us to step 24. I did not do any of the remaining steps in step 23, and that is over to you, MCC. We're moving back to cabin config.
Same copies and concurs. And Victor and the rest of the Integrity crew, the only DPC-related topic we had for you this morning was to sync up on cabin config and get a status of where you are in the procedure.
Hey, Jackie. We're with you on that. We are complete through step 7. Actually, step 8 now is complete as well. And step 15 is complete. And we'll update you on the rest as we go along.
We copy all.
Houston Integrity, could you go off board on the cameras for a couple, please?
In work. Integrity, cab 3 is not streaming.
Thank you, Jackie.
Huntsville Station, Sylcantis.
Sophie, we are with you.
All right, so crew decision, we will deploy 2 of the 4-foot restraints, and the other 2, we will leave them in there, otherwise, unless you tell us otherwise in terms of stowage.
We are good with 2 of 4 being deployed, and the other 2 will stay in the location you found them.
And another item I forgot to tell you before, on row number 21, the CTB 1255 is really, like, too full. It's, I would say, it's 50% full. It doesn't close.
We copy. We are over the limits of that bag at 150% full of CTB 1255.
That's good. Read back.
Okay, we copy all, and thank you again for the report.
You're very welcome, and total crew time is reported in the crew notes.
Copy, thank you very much.
So on to 4ELC6.
Jessica, I'm with you.
Unfortunately, same results. Do you want to go to the next step of the hard drive or in the Ultra Bay drive, or what are you thinking?
Jessica, thank you for performing the hard reset. We're actually going to have you skimp down today, and we will take further action later, but thank you so much for your help.
Okay, yeah, no worries. Happy to help.
Houston Integrity, step 9 is complete. The seats are configured.
Houston, copy seats.
Node 4, 5, 7, 8, 4. Node 5, 1, 6, 2, 2, 1. Transceive. Node 4, 5, 7, 8, 4. Node 5, 1, 6, 2, 2, 1. Transceive.
Houston Integrity, Jackie, steps 10 and 11 are complete.
Houston, copy is steps 10 and 11. You guys are on track, looking great.
Houston Integrity for toilet configure for return.
Go ahead.
We have an empty canister. Can you confirm that I don't need to do steps 1.2 to 1.4?
Checking. Christina, we concur. You do not need to perform the steps you listed.
Thanks, Jackie.
Houston Station and Jackson 2, request.
Jack, go ahead on 2.
Chance for some BME TV of some Artemis coverage.
Jack, I believe we are already streaming NASA TV to BME TV. I asked about that a few hours ago, so let me know if that is not what you're seeing.
So you guys are, like always, a couple hours ahead of us. We appreciate it.
Enjoy the show, man. It's been cool watching the Earth get closer. We've had it on the screen all day down here. It is utterly amazing with the view that we have right now of the Earth that they will be home in 4 hours.
Great time to be alive.
And Integrity Houston for entry checklist. We are ready for you to begin 18.0.1 entry checklist. Steps 1 through 6.
Copy. We're go entry checklist 1 through 6. Thanks.
And step 3 for GPS can be skipped. GPS has been powered and it still looks good.
Copy. Step 3 is a skip.
Still station on 2 for Wharf.
Missiles with you on 2.
Hey, just checking. I wasn't sure if we needed to call and request if it's for a CEO that's on the timeline, but I would like to open Wharf to get my CEO coming up.
Yep, you are go to use Wharf for your CEO target. And just to clarify, you do have a blanket go for the rest of the weekend to use a Wharf go if you want.
Okay, awesome. We appreciate the blanket go for the weekend. Thank you very much. You guys have a great one.
And Jessica, Houston on 2 for crew viewing of Artemis.
Anthony, Jessica on 2, go for crew viewing.
All right, so we got a message on board.
Read,
it's a message 0534 that
we
has the view angles and
thumbs up to perform step 1-2 for the flight path angle hash mark update. So we wanted to confirm that you did in fact perform the set EI FPA limits procedure. And secondly, we want your opinion on the in and out CMIS caution. Is that something that will be distracting such that we should inhibit it?
Okay, we are going to go execute 1.2. We had skipped that, and we would prefer to inhibit the CMIS caution on board.
Okay, we copy, and just to close the loop on that, that will mean on flight.landing, you would not have a yellow or down arrow indication if that does stay below the threshold.
And that is totally fine.
We know you do. Yeah, that's kind of what we were thinking, too, but yeah.
Houston Integrity for toilet deactivation.
Integrity. Jackie had to step off for a second. Go ahead for toilet.
Yes, sir. Hey, Stan. Great to hear your voice. We are ready for MCC to deactivate the toilet.
Houston copies. Putting that in work.
Houston integrity for burn telemetry on CM or raise burn. Two questions.
Go for CM raise questions.
Hey, Jackie, we see a delta V tote on our display of 9.9, which is fairly close to the 8.5 on the entry pad, but our TGO on the display is 44 seconds, and the entry pad estimated 19 seconds. Can you all take a look at that for us?
David, good catch. The explanation there is that delta V is about what we expect update-wise, but the TGO calculation is not understanding that you will not have the SM when you burn CM raised. So it's doing a different math calculation there.
I remember that class in November of 2023 in Building 5 on the third floor. Thank you very much.
Integrity, Houston, the toilet is unpowered.
Christina Rogers, thank you.
Integrity, Houston, for a post-RTC3 tracking update.
Go ahead, Houston.
Hey, the post-RTC3 tracking looks great. So good, in fact, that if we got to CM raise and did not yet have GPS acquisition, we would still be go for CM raise from that perspective. And so overall, I can confirm the post-RTC3 trajectory is within EI limits.
All right, Jackie, we love that. That says a lot about our FIDO folks in this vehicle.
Houston Integrity, com check from seat one.
Seat one, have you loud and clear coming down on both OE1 and 2? How me on one?
That's loud and clear on one, Jackie. We're going to stay in this config on both 1 and 2, and Reed and Victor are in our seats, slowly proceeding along.
Okay, we copy, and just to confirm, that means that you've got the bulk of your suits donned, is that correct?
Just for Reed and Victor, A-firm. We're not gloved, not helmeted yet.
Copy all. Thanks. Integrity, EFS is configured for entry with outputs inhibited. And a reminder, when you get to step 9.3, use your separate instance of 18.3.101 to save off the time.
100%. Thanks.
Houston Integrity, come check from C2.
Victor, have you loud and clear? I'm coming up on one. How me?
Jackie, I have you loud and clear on one.
You are loud and clear on two, Jackie.
Houston Integrity, steps 12, 13, 14, and 15 are complete.
Jeremy, Houston copies. Thank you.
Houston Integrity, seat 1 and 2, leak check complete. Also, we powered up the AGA, and it's giving us a CO2 alarm at 4.4.
We copy leak check. We saw it as well. And copy CO2 at 4.4. We are discussing.
We also, on the AGA, have a bit A of 16. We've seen that in the past. Should go away.
Reed, is the AGA been powered for 5 minutes yet, or are we still in that wait period?
We are in the wait period. We expect that bit will go away.
We copy, and that bit can also indicate that we cannot trust the other values. So we'll check back with you after the 5 minutes on the CO2 level.
Hey, firm.
Houston Integrity, we are complete through steps 18. Seats 3 and 4 are yet to suit, obviously.
Jeremy, we copy. You completed 16 through 18, and confirm for us whether you needed any adjustments of CIAS in step 17.
Negative. All the settings were still in their launch config.
Houston copies. Integrity, Houston, we are ready for another CO2 reading on the AGA.
It is 5.1.
Houston copies. And Reed, earlier I did misspeak. The CO2 reading specifically would not have been affected by that particular bit.
Okay, sounds good. We just know we're in an ARS suit, and that's very likely contributing to that.
We concur. Integrity Houston for CO2.
Go ahead, Jackie.
Reed, what we'd like to do is open the ARS ISO valve to mix the cabin and suit loop air for the time being. And we would just need a call from you all when Christina and Jeremy are getting in their seats and are a few minutes out from leak checks, and we'll get that back into a good config for you to start the next leak check.
Hey, Jackie, that's a reasonably good idea. Can we just hang on that for a little bit and see how we're doing?
Yep, up to you. We will wait. Let us know if you'd like that cabin air mixing.
Is there a CO2 number where you guys would advise us that?
Reed, we would not want to go above 7.
Yeah, that's perfect. Let us monitor for just a couple minutes here. Houston, cabin entry config is complete, and Christina and Jeremy are about to start suit down.
Excellent on cabin config and copy suit down. Integrity, Houston, for entry checklist. Your CMSM SEP ATP is set to go.
We see that on the PFD, Jackie. Houston, Christina's got an amazing view of home planet out the side hatch window, and it's lighting up the cabin, and it's just a great blue hue to it. It's beautiful.
That is amazing. When you kicked us out of the cabin, we turned on one of the SAW cameras and also had the Earth's reflection on one of the arrays. It was very cool.
Oh, man, that is amazing. Jackie, the cabin audio cable and boom mic are in F3 large stowed.
We copy.
Attention. If all star node 51.
Integrity, Houston. Cabin temp cold soaking is initiated.
Copy that, Jackie. CO2 is 5.5, and we are still doing good on board. Christina and Jeremy are beginning suit down.
Houston copies all. Integrity, Houston, for entry checklist.
All right, Jackie.
Reed, with this time to EI, we expect you're about to be stepping into steps 9 and 10 in the entry checklist. In step 10 for the SIP switch config, there are no deltas.
No deltas to step 10. Copy all. Houston, cab switch is configured for entry.
Houston copies.
Hey, Jackie, you got time for one question?
Go ahead.
Well, when I was looking at the BFFSM SEP, it was the exact same time as our predicted SM SEP. Can you just confirm we don't need that to be a touch later?
And Reed, matching is expected. That's when the sequence will begin for that whole SEP config.
Outstanding. Thank you for the verification. Houston Integrity, you are welcome back on board.
Houston copies. We will take you up on that.
Houston, we are ready for entry pad deltas if you got them.
Reed, we are taking a quick scan of those deltas, and we'll have them up to you in just a minute.
Copy that.
Integrity, Houston, with entry pad deltas.
Reed and Ike are ready. Go ahead.
All right. These are deltas compared to the version you copied onto your knee boards on flight day 8. For burn guidance, delta V tote will be 9.1. Ego, 20 seconds. Body delta V in the Z direction, 9.1. I'll copy.
Copy all.
In the entry section, total duration, 13.38, 1.338. And splashdown time, 9 days, 0.1.3.1.5.7. For descent and landing section, your backup heading direction will be 0.9.5. For the landing site, a couple of changes to weather. First of all, in pressure, inches mercury, 2.9.95. That's 14.71 PSI. High conditions, clouds, few to scattered, 0.10. Surface winds, 275 at 6 knots. How copy?
Jackie, we don't remember if the number is 06 or 08 for you, but we copy all on the entry pad.
I copy all. And with that, it's a good entry pad, and we can continue in the procedure.
Integrity. Houston Integrity, although we've already confirmed it per procedure, instruction 115 of entry checklist, SM separation ATP is go.
Houston copies.
Christina and Jeremy are fully zipped, and they're working on EBS and then seating up.
We copy. Thanks for the status. Integrity, Starfield maneuvers initiating in a minute and a half.
Integrity. Houston Integrity, we are suited on completely.
Houston copies.
Houston Integrity for a status.
Go ahead.
Seats 3 and 4 are connecting umbilicals. We're going to be stepping into leak check soon. 1 and 2 will be seated. 3 and 4 will be free float, and we'll configure EPROC accordingly.
Houston copies all.
Node 4, 5, 7, 8, 4, node 5, 1, 6, 2, 2, 1, transceive.
Houston Integrity, all four seats are leak check complete.
Houston copies, congratulations. And while you were busy, EFS outputs were enabled.
We saw them go enabled on board.
Attention. If All-Star node 51.
Once again, just 10 seconds after entry interface, we will see Integrity reaching its peak speed of 24,661.21 miles per hour. That will be just seconds before we begin a six-minute blackout period.
Integrity, Houston, your vehicle is in a good config for CMSM SEP and go for CM Raise.
Houston, we see the same on board and copy, go for CM Raise.
At CM Raise, referred to as the slight firing of 19 seconds by Integrity's thrusters, with a change in velocity of 9.9 feet per second, a slight nudge of the aft end of the vehicle, but it tilted a bit upward, providing the final angle of attack as the vehicle enters the Earth's atmosphere. This being the mitigating factor that will reduce heat loads on the heat shield as we reach a point downrange from the start of entry interface, some 1,701 nautical miles to the splashdown site. Integrity systems in excellent shape. We are currently 3,300 nautical miles left in this mission. Splashdown scheduled 36 minutes, 39 seconds from now.
Integrity Houston, for the two enabled prop cautions, what happened is while the thrusters were firing, multiple pressure sensors on each of the strings diverged a bit from each other. Those limits look to be set pretty tight. We think it could happen again when the thrusters fire in the future, so we are going to suppress those messages.
We concur with suppress, not inhibit. Thank you.
That exchange between Jackie Mahaffey, our CAPCOM for tonight, and Reed Wiseman aboard Integrity, indicating basically to ignore sensor data. All of Integrity systems are in good shape. Now, coming up on about 90 seconds till the crew module, service module separation, all quiet here in Mission Control as we enter the most critical phase of the completion of this flight. All of the preparatory activities leading up to the vehicle entering the Earth's atmosphere just 21 minutes from now. Coming up on 1 minute, mark 1 minute till crew module, service module separation. And we have confirmation of crew module, service module separation. A great view, albeit momentarily.
Houston, good step on board.
Houston copies and concurs.
The European service module now separated from Integrity, a job well done.
Integrity, no action for the four CDH cautions. Those are SM related, not applicable.
Integrity.
So with Integrity now flying free on its own for the remaining 32 minutes of this mission, next up, the Raise Burn, a 19-second firing of Integrity's thrusters.
Good GPS 2.
Integrity copies. Good GPS 2.
Coming up on the two-minute mark until the rays burn. Again, this is the final tweaking of the orientation of Integrity to put it in the right angle, if you will, the angle of attack that it will fly in during its entrance into the Earth's atmosphere. Entry interface now just 18 minutes, 25 seconds away. This is a visualization, but driven by real-time telemetry. This is the maneuvering of Integrity to the rays burn orientation. Just 2,800 miles from Earth.
Houston, we got a great view of the European service module out the window with the sun hitting the side and the solar rays and the NASA worm right there. It's a beautiful looking machine.
Roger.
And we have completed the maneuver to the rays burn orientation, 1 minute away from the rays burn. And the crew module rays burn is underway, 19-second firing of the thrusters, and we have a completion of the burn.
Integrity, good. CM rays burn. Your flight path angle is within limits.
Integrity copies. Looks good over, Jackie.
So the final maneuver is now complete. Our trajectory for a splashdown in the Pacific 29 minutes from now is set and will not be amended any further, and we have the right angle of attack to mitigate any excessive heat loads on the vehicle during entry interface.
Integrity Houston, a heads up about comm coverage. When you perform the 180 roll for the first minute or so in that attitude, we expect about a minute LOS.
We copy.
So for those who are watching the series of events coming up, we will enter the first traces of Earth's atmosphere 14 minutes, 45 seconds from now. 6:53 and 30 seconds is what is pegged for entry interface at an altitude of 400,000 feet, traveling at approximately 34,800 feet per second, range to touchdown or splashdown 1,701 nautical miles. 24 seconds after entry interface, we will enter a six-minute blackout period in which we will lose communications with the crew. This is expected due to the buildup of plasma around the vehicle. That's an ionization effect due to the collision, if you will, of the velocity of the spacecraft with the friction of the Earth's atmosphere. That six-minute blackout is expected to begin at 6:53 and 54 seconds p.m. Central Time. During that period of time, we will reach our peak speed of 24,661 miles per hour. It comes just short, based on unofficial data from the flight dynamics officer right now, will come just short of the velocity record set by Apollo 10 of 24,791 miles per hour in 1969. We expect peak heating on the vehicle at 6:54 and 52 seconds p.m. Central Time, a minute and 22 seconds into entry interface. At that point, we will be just 204,000 feet above the Earth, traveling at 33,000 feet per second. Blackout period is expected to last 6 minutes. We expect that blackout period to end at 6:59 and 55 seconds p.m. Central Time. From the end of the blackout period until splashdown, it is just 7 minutes, at which point we'll start deploying the series of parachutes to slow Integrity down to an ultimate splashdown velocity of just 19 miles an hour.
We see the same waiting for the 180 rolls.
The parachute deployment sequence, once again, will come in several segments, but in rapid-fire succession.
And we have a great view of the moon out window, too. Looks a little smaller than yesterday.
Guess we'll have to go back.
Reed Wiseman and Jackie Mahaffey exchanging discussion on a view of the moon that Integrity's astronauts are seeing in the final minutes of this mission that will completed with splashdown just 25 minutes from now. Three forward bay cover parachutes will be used to pull the forward bay cover off the top of the vehicle, and two drogue parachutes will be deployed to slow and stabilize the crew module during its descent. followed by three pilot parachutes that will lift and deploy the main parachutes from the forward bay. The final sequence will have three main parachutes deployed. These will be 116 feet in diameter. Each main parachute approximately 265 feet long when reefed. The parachutes will ultimately slow Integrity down from its peak speed of almost 33 times the speed of sound to a gentle 19 miles an hour at splashdown. The vehicle is now currently in a roll to the proper attitude for entry interface. Our trajectory is right on according to flight dynamics. Integrity is on a trajectory from southwest and northeast across the Pacific Ocean, descending at a rate of 15,000 feet per second. Range to touchdown, 4,300 nautical miles. All the systems in excellent shape.
Integrity, Orion in the EI roll 180 attitude.
Looks good on board, Jackie.
This view out of one of Integrity's windows. We had a call for 300 barrows. Those are barometric pressure sensors that feed altitude and rate of descent information to Integrity's computers that will trigger the parachute deployment sequence. We are less than 9 minutes away from entry interface, 22 minutes from splashdown. You can see the reflection of one of the crew members in the window. Out in the Pacific, the weather conditions remain go. Just a few clouds, some scattered clouds, winds at 10 knots, wave heights just about 4 feet. A gentle day in the Pacific for the homecoming of Integrity's astronauts.
Integrity back in EI attitude.
Node 577590.
We see the same on board, Jackie.
9-3-4. Transceive. Node 516221. Transceive.
Houston, purge is complete. Crew and vehicle are configured for entry.
Houston copies.
And we're in step 37 transferring NASA to BFS. And Houston, in instruction 509, we are not below 0.2.
Integrity, no action required.
Integrity.
Now 6 minutes away from entry interface, we will hit the first traces of Earth's atmosphere at an altitude of 400,000 feet, traveling about 34,882 feet per second. Range to splashdown at that point will be 1,701 nautical miles. And once again, just a reminder, some 24 seconds after entry interface, we do expect to lose communications with the vehicle and the crew during a six-minute blackout period when a plasma shield will build up around the spacecraft due to the ionization, due to heating effects. And Flight Dynamics has just confirmed we will have a blackout period of exactly 6 minutes in duration. Once again, that's due to the fact that a plasma buildup around the vehicle will prevent communications and data, but we will not be able to talk to the crew members at that time, nor will we receive data here in the flight control room.
Everything is looking good on board. Just confirm no pre-EI downloads.
Houston concurs.
At blackout period to begin at 6:53 and 54 seconds p.m. Central Time, again, will last about 6 minutes in duration. We're 4 minutes away from entry interface. This view from Integrity, as it crosses from southwest to northeast across the Pacific Ocean, 3 minutes from entry interface, 16 and a half minutes till splashdown. The USS John P. Murtha and the recovery team is on station and in position, as are the airborne imagery assets that we hope to receive imagery from as Artemis enters the Earth's atmosphere and through parachute deployment. All of Integrity's systems are in great shape. The crew is ready to complete its mission just 15 and a half minutes from now. All of the activities today have gone off in perfect fashion. No issues with the vehicle, no issues with the crew. And the weather at the splashdown site is go. Coming up on 1 minute until entry interface. Mark, 1 minute until entry interface. 1 minute, 20 seconds until the expected start of our 6 minute blackout.
Integrity, 1 minute to a 6 minute blackout.
Integrity.
10 seconds till entry interface. And we have crossed the threshold, now entering the Earth's atmosphere. We're at 400,000 feet, traveling 34,800 feet per second. Time to splash down, 13 minutes, 10 seconds. And as predicted, we've entered our communications blackout. This will be a 6 minute blackout period. No voice, no data from the crew. We're 30 seconds away from the anticipated point of peak heating on the vehicle, where temperatures will rise to about 4,000 to 5,000 degrees Fahrenheit. This is the true test of our trajectory. And from the G5 aircraft in the vicinity of the splashdown zone, this view of integrity. So that pinpoint of light shows the vehicle as it enters the period of peak heating in the Earth's atmosphere, the first tug of gravity being felt by Integrity's astronauts since their launch back on April 1st. 4.5 minutes until the end of the blackout period. Time to splash down, 11 minutes, 33 seconds. The landing and support officer reports that the P3 has acquisition on Integrity. 3.5 minutes left in this blackout period. This is a visualization of the plasma buildup around the spacecraft and the repelling of that heat on Integrity's heat shield. Flight Dynamics reports that airborne assets in the vicinity of the splashdown zone do have a visual on Integrity. Still 2 minutes and 40 seconds left in our blackout period. Time to splashdown, 9 minutes, 35 seconds. Multiple airborne assets as part of the recovery team all have visuals on Integrity. And the WB-57 flying in the splashdown zone also has a visual. And the Navy helos also have visuals. Still in the blackout period. Still do not have communications from the crew. Standing by for communications from the crew. We are now processing data from Integrity. Landing and support officer reports the small boats are en route to the splashdown target zone. Passing through 150,000 feet, our trajectory is perfect. We're getting intermittent views of Integrity. Still waiting to establish voice communication.
Integrity, Houston, comm check post-blackout.
Houston, Integrity, we have you loud and clear.
Your trajectory is nominal, and your recovery teams have visual.
Guidance looks good.
No action for the enabled internal camera controller fail.
Big cheers from the viewing room here in Mission Control as voice communication reestablished with Commander Reed Wiseman. For America and a waiting world, Integrity is 5.5 minutes away from coming home. Passing 100,000 feet now. Range to splash down 19 nautical miles.
Integrity, impact to the camera controller fail is no cab one views of the chute.
Integrity.
We're processing good data through the GPS system. Good view of Integrity, time to splash down 4.5 minutes. And a view of Integrity from the WB-57. We're at 50,000 feet. The pyros are armed for forward bay covered jettison. And there go the first series of parachutes. And we're on drogues.
And Houston, we're visual two drogues out the window.
Two good drogue chutes. Next up.
We copy. We see them.
Next up, the deployment of pilot parachutes that will pull the main chutes out. Time to splash down 3 minutes and 10 seconds. Perfect descent rate according to Flight Dynamics.
Good rates on two drogues.
See the same on board.
Passing through 10,000 feet, still on drogues. Main chute deploy. We're at 5,000 feet. Search and recovery beacon has been activated on Integrity. And we have three good main chutes. Good three main chutes, good reefing, good descent rate.
Good rates, and we see three good-looking parachutes. Integrity, cabin pressure indicates no need for hydrazine checks.
Integrity copies.
This is a perfect descent for Integrity. Its crew sounding hale and hearty on board. Time to splash down 1 minute 15 seconds. Integrity about to complete a journey spanning 694,481 miles from its launch from the Kennedy Space Center back on April 1st and a trip around the moon. Passing through 1,000 feet.
Integrity, splashdown, sending post-landing command now.
Splashdown confirmed.
Copy splashdown, waiting on VLDR.
Splashdown confirmed at 7:07 p.m. Central Time, 5:07 p.m. Pacific Time. From the pages of Jules Verne to a modern-day mission to the moon, a new chapter of the exploration of our celestial neighbor is complete. Integrity's astronauts, back on Earth. And the landing and support officer reports the vehicle is stable one. We still will be deploying the crew module uprighting system to maintain that orientation. Perfect bullseye splashdown for Integrity and its four astronauts. The unofficial splashdown time, 7:07 and 47 seconds p.m. Central Time. We'll get that refined for you. I would put the end of the mission at a mission elapsed time of 9 days, 1 hour, 31 minutes, 35 seconds. And we're configuring for a very low data rate. Once again, splashdown occurring in the Pacific, southwest of San Diego, at 7:07 and 47 seconds p.m.
Integrity, Houston, comm check on VLDR.
Houston, we have you loud and clear on VLDR. How us?
We have you the same. We'll meet you over in post-landing.
Perfect right. Communications established.
What a journey. We are stable one, four green crew members.
Houston copies all.
Reed Wiseman reporting four green crew members. That is not their complexion. That is the fact that they're in great condition. That's what that means. So stable one, upright. The crew module uprighting system is being deployed. The five airbags being inflated through helium to maintain the upright configuration for the vehicle. This was a textbook entry and a textbook touchdown for Integrity. Reed Wiseman, Victor Glover, Christina Cook, and Jeremy Hansen back on Earth after a journey around the moon. We continue to monitor the functioning of the CMUS system. The airbags are being inflated to maintain a stable one or upright configuration. There's a good view from one of the naval helicopters hovering overhead. Reed Wiseman reporting four green crew members, meaning they're all in excellent shape.
Integrity, Houston, for SAR Beacon and radio.
SAR Beacon is in 406, and we're powering the radio now. Go ahead.
We see the beacon on. However, the recovery team is not seeing the signal. Your SAR radio uses the same antenna, so you may run into trouble with the radio.
Okay, copy. We are also powering up the sat phone now.
So Integrity is in great shape, and as the crew continues its post-splashdown timelined activities on board, Reed Wiseman once again reporting that all four crew members are in excellent shape, and we have five inflated airbags to maintain an upright configuration so that the recovery team can now begin a slow approach to the vehicle. Meanwhile, here in the flight control room, entry flight director Rick Hentling is polling his team of flight controllers for the start of powering down the vehicle after a thorough systems check. We have no toxic gases to be concerned about, so the recovery personnel can approach the vehicle. Not until we have powered down the spacecraft. That's expected to take a few more minutes. Integrity back on Earth. Following its historic flyby of the moon, it was, for all intents and purposes, a textbook mission.
No joy on 2828, but I remain on this frequency.
We copy.
Reed Wiseman indicating some trouble with the SARSAT phone on board, but that's not an issue. What is more important is that the vehicle is solid, no issues as we begin the power down of the vehicle to begin the recovery process. The propulsion officer here in Mission Control reports that we have safed the prop system on integrity.
Can you say again? That was very weak and broken.
Integrity, Houston did not call.
Copy that, Houston. It might have been on the SAR radio. Stand by.
All of the milestones were executed in perfect fashion. Integrity entering the Earth's atmosphere right on time, reaching its peak speed shortly after a blackout period began. We emerged from the blackout period, but the recovery imagery airborne assets were able to pick up Integrity's descent almost immediately through entry interface, tracking the vehicle all the way down. And finally, you saw the sequence of chute deployments. First, the forward bay cover being pulled off the top of the vehicle by a series of three parachutes. Then the drogue chutes were deployed, followed by the three main chutes that slowed the splashdown velocity of Integrity to just 19 miles an hour.
Integrity, Houston, with no joy on SAR and SAT phone, we'd like you to command an additional 15 minutes for a total of 30-minute power down delay.
All right, Jackie, we just selected T/D+30. No joy on SAR radio or SAT phone. And standby, we have the master diver on SAR radio. Please hold comms.
Hey, Lily. Excuse me. Hey, Jackie, we just got the master diver on SAR.
Good view of one of the fast boats.
Integrity, Houston, if you are happy with your comm with master diver, you can go back to the 15-minute power down.
Okay, standby. Yeah, we'll confirm here in a second.
Crew on board Integrity coordinating with the flight control team in Houston here in Mission Control on the timing of the power down of the vehicle, which will be the precursor to the recovery teams approaching the spacecraft. There are no issues with Integrity. We've had a bit of broken capability in establishing a SARSAT or satellite phone communications capability between the crew on board Integrity and the recovery team. That will get sorted out here shortly. There's plenty of cooling on board Integrity, so there's no rush to begin the power down.
I'm trying to call you on the SAT phone and not getting an answer there either.
Concur. We haven't had anything come through.
And Houston, if you could relay to recovery that we hear them, but it does not, appear as though they are hearing us.
Houston copies, and Reed, just to confirm, you are pushing the PTT on the radio.
So as we continue to sort out the communications between Integrity and the recovery teams, we are standing by for the initiation of the power down procedures. That, as you see, the recovery teams are moving towards the side of the capsule. The next major event will be the erection of that large inflatable raft called the front porch. That will be the port of call for the crew as they're being extracted one by one from the vehicle.
Integrity, Houston, for SAT phone, we are going to attempt to call you.
Good idea. Standing by.
And Jackie, yes, we are pushing the push to talk, the two buttons on the left side of the radio below the up-down arrows. We are utilizing them. I'm rebooting the radio to see if we get good comms.
Okay, we copy all. And just to confirm, you are seeing that you're touchdown plus 30-30 for power, correct?
That's affirmative.
We are trying a backdoor approach to have Mission Control here call the crew on their satellite phone. It's all part of the coordination for the power down of the vehicle that will initiate the actual recovery operation. The first boats with the Navy divers on board are standing by, waiting to close in on Integrity begin the process of erecting the large inflatable raft. It's called the front porch. That will be where the astronauts are extracted from so that they can have a few minutes to get their land legs back before they're hoisted aboard the Navy helicopters for the flight back to the deck of the USS John P. Murtha.
And Houston, please don't reply. NRD, very weak, but readable. Master Diver, we can hear, but they cannot hear us. And Houston, on OE1, is there any chance to tie us into NRD?
Checking.
This is Mission Control, Houston. While we stand by for the establishment of communications between Integrity and the recovery team that is basically standing by very close to the spacecraft, we're going to go to the deck of the USS John P. Murtha. Megan Cruz is standing by with Administrator Jared Isaacman.
Hey, Rob, yeah, just such an honor to be able to be here on the ship, to be able to share and experience this moment with everyone together. And, of course, as you just said, yes, here with NASA Administrator Jared Isaacman. Administrator, how did you feel getting to witness this and seeing NASA at its best?
Oh, I mean, I'm honestly still at a loss for words. I mean, you know, like the childhood Jared right now can't believe what I just saw. I mean, almost been waiting my whole lifetime to see this, and then NASA Administrator, I just couldn't be more proud of the entire workforce, the years, the effort, the late nights, all the hard work from across the country that contributed to this incredible moment right now. And yeah, incredibly grateful too for our teams here on the John P. Murtha right now.
Yeah, look at the behind us here.
We got everybody. What do you guys think? We just brought some astronauts back from the moon, huh? Unbelievable. Thank you. Yeah, so grateful to the Navy, the sailors that are here, the NASA teams. I mean, this is a joint effort that's on their way right now. These recovery forces are getting out to our Orion spacecraft, Integrity, get our astronauts back on the ship safely.
Yeah, and this is not just an accomplishment for NASA. This is an accomplishment for humanity. Again, a historic mission to the moon and back. How does this make you feel, and what do you hope people take away from this?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, I think about the crew members that we've all had an opportunity to observe over the last 10 days, right? I mean, they're absolutely professional astronauts. I mean, wonderful communicators, almost poets. But then I think these were the ambassadors from humanity to the stars that we sent out there right now. And I can't imagine a better crew than the Artemis II crew that just completed a perfect mission right now. So, yes, it's a huge moment for everybody, right? I mean, we are back in the business of sending astronauts to the moon, bringing them back safely, and to set up for a series more. I mean, this is not a once.
Yeah.
This was a once in a lifetime. No, it's not. This is just the beginning. We are going to get back into doing this with frequency, sending missions to the moon until we land on it in 2028 and start building our base.
Yeah, are we going to build on the momentum for Artemis 3? I mean, it's just around the corner.
Absolutely. So, I mean, that's, you know, part of me too. Like, I can't wait to get the crew off of Integrity right now, but also getting Integrity back on this ship so we can start taking a look at it, because all that data is so precious to us right now. I mean, we are going to definitely want to take a good look at the thermal protection system. We're going to want to download all the data they couldn't transmit back to us and use that to inform Artemis 3. But we're already making progress, right? You had SRB segments already showing up at KSC. Core stage for Artemis 3 is rolling out on April 20th. We're getting Mobile Launcher 1 back in vehicle assembly building. So, yes, there is a lot to celebrate right now on a mission well accomplished for Artemis 2. And at the same time, we got to start getting.
Node 40483. Node 41005. Transceive. Node 5162. 2-1. Transceive.
Attention. If all star node 5-1. Attention. If all star node 5-1. Attention. If all star node 5-1.